Colonel Sporticus Champerdor Crimson II, a Red vs. Blue fanfic, written by Hylian Reptile. Read by Black Glass. First, the dog blows up Blue Base. Then, it pisses on the blue flag. Then, it chews through Tucker's porn mags.
"How come this dog is better than all my soldiers combined?"
Sarge demands.
"Someone get this unauthorized mutt off the battlefield. It's stealing my thunder."
The dog pisses on Griff's foot. Griff yells.
"Oh, a true soldier of the Red Army,"
Sarge says, with tears in his voice.
"Yeah, whatever. Give it a medal,"
Church grouses.
"Just take the fucking thing before Tucker tries to sue it for chewing through his busty Asian chicks."
Church shoves the dog at Simmons. Simmons takes it, realizes it's literally covered in dirt, and shoves it at Griff. Griff holds it out at arm's length. The dog fires off another stream of piss. Griff yelps and puts it on the ground, where it immediately shoves its nose into its own privates and begins licking.
"What do we have to trade you for the hostage?"
Sarge says suspiciously.
"What? Nothing! It's not a hostage! It's a muddy, smelly fucking dog that wandered in from nowhere, and I want it out of my base." "Smells like a blue trap,"
Sarge growls.
"The trap is that you have to deal with the stupidest and ugliest dog I've ever seen. Which is saying something, because I had to help raise Tucker's kid,"
says Church.
"How about you shut the fuck up, Church?"
Tucker calls from across the canyon. Church stomps off back to Blue Base. Griff is muttering and wiping his boot off as Sarge peers down at the dog.
"By God, this is the ugliest dog I've ever seen,"
Sarge says.
"What the devil is this thing?"
"It appears to be a mixed breed mutt, sir,"
Simmons supplies.
"If I was going to guess, it's a pug with some other small dog breed. It's probably already fully grown, and from the color of its fur, over 10 years old, maybe?"
The combination means that Sarge and Church are right. The dog looks a little bit like a hairy, wrinkly football with legs. If the football had breathing problems, a full inch of underbite, drooled constantly because of the underbite, and wheezed and snorted through its too short nose every 3 seconds. It walks with a limp, and its fur has already gone gray. The dog sneezes in Sarge's visor. Sarge dumps it back on the ground.
"So it's a yappy lap dog,"
says Griff.
"One of those dogs that are like 5% tremble and 95% rage. It's too heavy to be part Chihuahua or Terrier,"
says Simmons.
"Yeah, but it's still too small to be useful,"
says Griff.
"And too old to do anything."
Sarge stares the dog down.
"Let's see what you're made of, soldier. Not attention!"
The dog rolls over.
"$10 as Sarge pulls out the shotgun,"
says Griff. Simmons gives him a horrified look.
"Sarge wouldn't shoot an old dog. But apparently I'm fair game,"
Griff says darkly.
"Sit!"
Sarge commands. The dog licks its nose.
"Shake hands."
The dog drools.
"At attention."
The dog farts.
"Here comes the shotgun,"
says Griff.
"What is this disrespect, soldier?"
Sarge demands.
"Don't you know how to follow orders?"
The dog scratches its head on Sarge's shin plate and whines. Sarge growls and rubs its entire wrinkly face with his hands. The dog barks and wags its tail so hard that its entire body begins to wiggle.
"Counterpoint duly noted,"
Sarge says.
"Now, next question. Who's a good boy?"
Sarge squishes the gray wrinkles on its face into one giant wrinkle. The dog licks Sarge's hand with enthusiasm.
"Your resistance to simulated interrogation is commendable, but your superior has asked you a question." "Correct, soldier. The good boy is you."
"What?"
says Griff.
"Men,"
Sarge declares,
"I'd like to introduce our first member of Red Team's new canine unit, who has just received a promotion to private first class for her stellar infiltration of Blue Base and destruction of Blue Team's pornographic morale. What?
Says Simmons.
As an esteemed member of Red Team, I'm naming her Spartacus Champator Crimson II,
Sarge declares.
Or, for short, I'll call her Sport. Or Champ. Or Son. Sport? Champ?
Simmons chokes.
Son? Of course he names the dog the color red.
Griff mutters.
I did what now? The crimson part of the name?
Says Griff.
Nonsense,
says Sarge.
It's crimson. Like son of Crim. The fuck is a Crim?
Griff asks.
And who's Spartacus Champeter Crimson the First?
Simmons asks.
Don't ask stupid questions,
says Sarge. Sarge tucks Spartacus Champeter Crimson the Second under his arm next to his shotgun, and walks back into Red Base. Griff and Simmons stare after them. Griff begins.
Is he really trying to imply that Spartacus Champeter Crimson the First is Sar...
Griff shuts up.
Actually, you know what? I don't want to know.
Donut shrieks when he sees the dog, and badgers Sarge about holding the dog for hours. Sarge whisks the dog away to the kitchen table, and pulls out a med kit, but the dog ends up falling asleep, which prompts Sarge to threaten slow and painful death to anyone who dares disturb it. Simmons eyes the mud-crested fur.
Sir, I'm not sure that's entirely sanitary.
She's had a hard day destroying the blues,
says Sarge proudly. He gently turns the dog's hind leg over in his hands.
Must be arthritis,
he mutters.
$10 says he cuts the leg off and replaces it with a cyborg limb,
says Griff in passing.
He wouldn't do that to an old harmless dog,
Simmons protests.
No, but apparently you're fair game,
says Griff.
Admit it, Simmons. Sarge loves a 12-year-old snorting football more than literally anyone or anything in this canyon. Except for his shotgun. And maybe killing blues.
Simmons hands Sarge his 40-page report on the damage done to Blue Base that night.
Damn it, Simmons! Can't you tell I'm busy?
Sarge says. The dog has Griff's favorite t-shirt in its mouth, and is attempting to destroy it, despite its severe underbite and missing teeth.
Sir, this is more damage done to Blue Base than has ever been done in the last 5 years, so reviewing the proper documentation is...
You can do it, girl,
Sarge tells the dog, as if Simmons hadn't even spoken. The t-shirt rips.
Aha! Good work. Proud of you, son.
Simmons makes a tiny dying noise. Proud of you? To the dog? He called the dog son?
Simmons, I need that dog!
Donut whines quietly.
Do you know how long I've been wanting to have a fluffy, beautiful lap dog for my wine and cheese hour? Fluffy and beautiful?
Simmons asks grumpily.
Have you seen that old Muppet?
Donut gasps. Sarge covers the dog's ears.
Don't listen to the bully, son,
says Sarge. Simmons drags his hands down his visor plate. Griff takes the opportunity to relax in the warthog while Lopez fixes it, except that Caboose comes to help, which means that the warthog is broken and now it's Griff's fault. Sarge calls the warthog a
regrettable sacrifice I must make for my men,
refuses to leave the dog to fix the warthog, and feeds the dog Griff's socks. Donut speculates aloud that Sarge is attempting to make the dog acquire a taste for it.
Sir, I really think we should check the warthog,
Simmons says.
The well-being of my soldier is my top priority, Private,
Sarge declares. The dog's head is stuck in the sock. Donut is taking pictures. And because Donut can never not send cute photos to Caboose, 5 minutes later, Blue Team is making meme photos of the dog's head shoved into the inside of Griff's sock. Me, when Sheila turns off friendly fire protocol. The feeling when Tucker wants to watch Reservoir Dogs again. And Have you seen any headlight fluid? Sarge only leaves the dog alone once to piss, at which point Donut whisks the dog away and returns her 3 hours later with glitter red nails, glossy and clean fur, minty fresh breath, and a hand-woven jacket that says, "Better red than dead," and curly cute pink stitching.
"Look at her! She's beautiful!"
Donut cries. The dog takes a few steps, looking confused and irritated at its new outfit. Donut takes 10 more pictures. Blue Team sends another meme over the shared comm chat of the dog pulling at its own red jacket and looking confused as hell. Actual footage of Red Team's Vic. LOLOLOL.
"Oh, work it, girl,"
Donut says.
"You're gorgeous inside and out." "No, Donut, this dog is still ugly,"
says Simmons.
"Stellar work, soldier,"
Sarge tells the dog.
"Your commitment to the team color is commendable." "Sarge, we're all wearing red,"
Simmons protests. Sarge rubs the dog's entire pudgy body, making all the wrinkles jiggle.
"Shush, Simmons. This deserves a promotion. Congratulations, Sporticus Champador Crimson II. You're now a canine corporal." "Sarge! It's a dog!"
Simmons cries.
"Yeah, and this dog has a better military career than you do, Simmons,"
Griff says.
"You can't call her Sporticus,"
Donut says.
"It's such a huge mouthful. And not even a good huge mouthful." "I call her Sun for short,"
says Sarge.
"Well, at least call her Sunny,"
Donut says.
"She's a lady, you know."
The dog flops on the ground and pants.
"That might not be an entirely useless suggestion, Donut,"
Sarge says, rubbing the dog's belly.
"How about that, Sunny?"
The dog licks Sarge's face. Sarge, for the first time in 5 years, cracks a crooked smile. Simmons practically runs out of the room. Simmons comes back from his sulk to find Griff in the kitchen with Lopez and the dog. "Here comes the crybaby," Lopez says.
"Hey, Simmons, want to help me feed Sunny?"
Griff says. Simmons glares at Sunny, who spread her tubby legs flat across the plastic table, except for the bad one. Sunny paws at Simmons' hand and tries to lick it.
"Yeah, little Manapua dog?"
Griff says. The dog wheezes loudly.
"Are you hungry? Come on, girl. Want some grub?"
"What the fuck is a Manapua?" Lopez says.
"Stop feeding her spam, Griff,"
Sarge yells from the other room.
"It's delicious,"
Griff tells Sunny.
"He's just never tried it with shoyu. You gotta fry it."
Griff pulls out an honest-to-God frying pan and chopsticks.
"You're cooking for the dog?"
Simmons asks in disbelief.
"Yeah, why not?"
says Griff.
"No soldier of mine has eaten that god-awful dog kibble,"
Sarge yells.
"She rightfully refused that garbage."
"Granted, Sarge wanting me to cook food for the dog is a good reason not to,"
says Griff.
"But come on, Simmons. How can you say no to that face?"
Griff scratches the dog behind the ears. Sunny sneezes and wags her tail and plops her butt down on the table.
"See? Doesn't she deserve a nice home-cooked meal?" "You don't even cook for yourself,"
Simmons says in disbelief. Griff waves it off and disappears into the pantry. Simmons stares at the dog. The dog tries to scratch his own ear, but misses.
"Go away,"
Simmons hisses. The dog does not go away.
"You're not even on Red Team. You're not even red."
"Nadie aquí es rojo, cracker."
"Nobody here is red, cracker," says Lopez. The dog sniffs Simmons' hand again.
"See? She likes you,"
says Griff, reappearing with 3 cans of spam.
"Simmons, if I hear you bullying my best soldier one more time,"
Sarge's voice yells,
"I swear I'll have you court-martialed."
Simmons sniffs loudly.
Everyone loves this dog more than me,
Simmons wails before he can think, and flees the kitchen. Griff looks at Sunny, unamused.
Yeah, I never get any fucking credit around here,
he tells her. Lopez cackles in Spanish. By the next day, Simmons decides that he has to get rid of the dog. By the end of the afternoon, he's decided to take the little mutt and, well, he doesn't really know, but in his imagination, he'd quite like to punt the little rat off the mountain face. He cracks his knuckle, mutters half a pep talk to himself, and walks back inside the base. Sarge is wailing at the top of his lungs about the futility of life and happiness and all meaning as we know it.
He can't get the dog to eat,
Griff explains. Sunny is blinking its roomy eyes at a collection of bowls, like a small fat god confused by its own shrine offerings. The contents of the bowls includes dog kibble, spam, chicken, ice cream, Tostito chips, watermelon, Oreos, and gasoline oil.
Well, that's just too bad, says Simmons. Guess we'll have to return her.
Despair!
Sarge cries over Simmons' voice.
Oh, we are defeated in our most desperate hour.
He's been going at this for like 20 minutes,
Griff says. Simmons squints at the dog in suspicion.
I thought Sarge was feeding her a steady diet of your socks. Yeah, I don't know what the nutritional value of polyester and body odor is,
Griff replies.
But something tells me it's not a lot. Ugh, Griff, that's gross.
Sarge buries his face into Sunny's fur and wails again. Sunny looks mildly alarmed by the 50-year-old man shrieking into her stomach.
Okay, okay,
says Griff, and picks the dog up and shoves her at Simmons.
Come on, Sarge. Simmons will go take the dog for a walk or something. We can ask Doc if he's around, if he knows anything. And in the meantime, you can work on the warthog. Maybe clean your shotgun.
Shotgun's for firing! No use in cleaning it unless you can use it.
Okay, sure. I'll go stand by the target rock.
Griff sighs.
You're just trying to make me feel better,
Sarge accuses tearfully.
Oh, jeez, what gave it away?
Griff snaps.
I'm taking the dog?
Simmons repeats.
But what am I supposed to do with it?
Simmons holds the dog at arm's length like a smelly diaper.
Come on, dude. Haven't you ever seen a dog before?
Griff asks.
Play fetch? Take it for a walk? Train it to rip out the throats of your enemies? I don't know, it's Sarge's dog.
Griff shoves him outside the base. Simmons looks at the dog in his hands. Sunny's tongue is too long to fit entirely in its mouth, and the tongue is drooling on his gloves.
Right,
says Simmons.
We're taking you back to where you came from and getting you out of my life. I'm not competing with an old dog for my military career.
Roar!
I'm not,
Simmons insists. Simmons scours the canyon, trying to find where the dog came from. Or at least Simmons tries, but Sunny can't walk very fast with her bad leg. And she also walks into a rock in the first 10 seconds, so that's blind as a bat to add to the list of problems this dumb fucking dog has. Simmons has to pick her up and carry her in his arms like a snorting, wheezy, hairy baby. Simmons winds up halfway up the canyon mountain, trying to see beyond the canyon borders. There's no civilization for miles, but he knew that. Which is why it makes no fucking sense that a dog would just wander into their canyon, looking like she'd just gotten lost on a walk. Sunny bounces up and down, visibly winces when her leg buckles, then begins licking the air like she can taste it, and staring her roomy eyes straight into the alien sun star.
Where the hell did you come from?
He asks her. Sunny buries her wrinkled head into the mountain gravel and tries to dig.
Well, I guess I don't know where anyone else in this canyon came from,
Simmons mutters grumpily.
We still have to find you a proper home. You can't stay here.
Technically, none of them could stay here. Blood Gulch is only a military outpost. Proper home was elsewhere for all of them. Sunny wags her stumpy tail and pants in the hot air, and crawls all over Simmons' boots.
And you're walking yourself down,
Simmons says sternly. He sets off. Sunny immediately slips, and her face hits the dirt.
Okay, fine,
Simmons groans, and picks her up again. She tucks herself into his arms like the spoiled princess she is, and barks at Blue Base when they pass by. Which gives Simmons an idea, actually. In the middle of the night, Simmons sneaks into the kitchen, where Sunny has made a pseudo-nest under the kitchen table, and smuggles her out of the base. She barely protests. By the time they get to Blue Base, she's snoring in the crook of his arm. And loudly, too.
Blues!
Simmons hisses. No answer. Whoop! Sunny barks softly in her sleep.
I know you can hear me!
Simmons tries louder.
Fuck off, Red!
Comes a weak voice.
No! Wake up or I'm calling dibs on choosing the movie next week.
There's some fumbling, an audible crash, a colorful string of swear words, followed by,
put some clothes on!
And then Tucker's helmeted head pops out around the corner. Simmons is fairly sure Tucker's not wearing anything else.
What is it now?
Tucker complains. Simmons holds up Sunny. Sunny snorts loudly in her sleep.
Do you want this dog back?
You woke us up for that?
Church's voice exclaims.
Church says we already have Caboose.
Tucker says.
I can hear you.
Caboose's voice says reproachfully.
Nuh-uh, you're still sleeping.
I can hear you in my sleep.
Caboose's voice says.
Well, don't look at me. Church is the one who said it. No, I'm asleep.
Church says.
You sound pretty awake,
says Tucker.
Well, I would be asleep if you fucking idiots would shut up already.
But if I'm asleep and Church is asleep,
says Caboose's voice,
then who is Tucker talking to?
Are you talking to the voices in your head again? I'm talking to Simmons.
No, Griff with three Fs is at Red Base. With the Griff with two Fs, not in your head. Do not listen to the scary voices that tell you to light the base on fire, Tucker.
The what?
Says Church.
Please just take this dog,
Simmons interrupts, exasperated.
Look, dude, we might love making fun of your dog, but we didn't forget that the dog blew up our base,
Tucker says.
And chewed up all my porn mags.
Good point,
Caboose says.
Maybe we should take the dog.
Ugh!
Says Church's voice.
Just make the Red go away already! The princess says she needs her beauty sleep.
Says Tucker.
No!
Church snaps.
I need to take any opportunity when I'm not crying over my dead girlfriend to actually fucking sleep for once.
There's a silence.
Do you,
says Simmons.
Wanna talk about...
I want the Scarlet Geek Squad to go away. Good luck with your snorting furry football, though,
Tucker says. Simmons gasps and covers Sunny's ears.
Don't say that in front of her,
he says, and picks up Sunny and tucks her into his arms like a snorting furry football.
Come on, Sunny, we're leaving.
Bye, Griff with three Fs, who lives inside Tucker's head,
Caboose says plaintively. Sunny snores and barks softly. By the second day, Sunny is visibly fatigued. Sarge won't stop muttering about how they can't even shoot the Blues before Sunday movie night, and there's no point to anything anymore, and now he can't even have his dog, so... Sunny sits on the kitchen table and curls up and tries to sleep. Her bad leg sticks out at an awkward angle. Simmons wonders how old Sunny really is.
I think you gotta eat something,
Simmons mutters. The dog sniffs the chicken tender. She sticks her tongue out, gnaws at the end bit, spits it back out.
I thought she was already eating Griff's socks,
Donut asks.
I don't think
think that counts as food, Donut.
Simmons replies. There's a long pause.
Really?
Donut asks, sounding genuinely surprised. Says Simmons.
Well, yes, Donut. Really. Really?
Donut asks again, sounding suspicious now.
Because I think you're just trying to fool me again. Like that time Griff wrote Gullible on the ceiling.
And I really did, too.
Griff yells from the other room.
No!
Donut yells back.
You wrote Gullible, with one L. That's only because Griff can't spell for shit,
says Simmons.
No, he played a trick on me, and I didn't fall for it. Franklin Delano Donut falls for no man's ploy.
Sarge drags Doc back from Blue Base, or wherever the fuck he's been since they'd seen him last.
I'm a medic,
Doc protests.
Not a doctor, and definitely not a veterinarian, so just wave your glowy gun thing and say something plot-related.
Sarge growls.
I'm not sure it works that way, but...
Sarge cocks his shotgun. Doc waves his glowy gun thing. Says Doc.
Well?
Sarge asks.
What'd it say? Nothing? Because I'm not a vet? What's even the...
Sarge lets out another wail about the heat death of the universe.
Problem?
Doc finishes.
She won't eat anything we give her,
Griff explains.
Except Griff's socks,
says Donut.
Only Griff's socks?
Doc repeats.
Well, she prefers the socks,
says Donut.
But apparently his t-shirts, his pants, even his underwear is all fair game.
Doc frowns.
Are you sure this is even a dog?
They all look at Sunny.
Didn't we just get through a freaky alien plotline with Tucker?
Griff says.
We really don't need you jinxing this one. Come on, Doc.
Donut pleads.
Can't you tell us anything?
Doc shrugs.
I can make her more comfortable while she dies? What?
Donut asks.
I mean, that's what I do as a medic, so... I don't get it,
says Donut.
Everyone knows that dogs don't die.
Says Doc.
It's true,
says Griff.
Dogs are immortal. Sounds legit to me,
says Simmons.
It's an official red team rule,
says Sarge.
Right under. Don't talk about Simmons' feelings. Okay,
says Doc.
Then, carry on feeding her Griff's socks, I guess? And ignoring Simmons' feelings?
Sarge snaps his fingers.
Simmons?
Sarge shouts.
You heard the doctor. Get this dog some of Griff's socks. Sir, yes, sir. You're still a lot of trouble,
says Simmons that night, after everyone has gone to sleep. Sunny is chewing vigorously through two of Griff's t-shirts, a pair of board shorts, and three socks. All of them smell like they haven't ever been washed in Griff's entire deployment here at Blood Gulch. Simmons is trying very hard to think of when the last time Griff did laundry was, and actually can't remember. Sunny's head is stuck in the sock again.
You're going to suffocate in there,
Simmons tells her, and pulls the sock off. Sunny's got half a chocolate bar in her mouth.
Wait,
says Simmons.
Did you find that in the...
Sunny opens her mouth and bites down hard. Simmons, belatedly, remembers that chocolate is poisonous to dogs.
Fuck, shit, no! Get that out of your mouth! Come here, give me that. Open your mouth, I swear to...
Simmons removes the chocolate bar, then washes out Sunny's mouth, to her supreme irritation, then washes her face, her paws, and then the sock.
What the fuck is Griff putting in his socks?
Simmons mutters.
Like it's some kind of hidey hole for his nasty snacks. Does he eat that shit after he's put them in his socks? Is that...
He holds the dripping wet dog out at arm's length. Sunny wheezes. Simmons turns every one of Griff's socks inside out. They all have crumbs and empty snack wrappers on the inside. Because Griff, the lazy fucker, is apparently too lazy to throw away his own snacks like a proper human being, and just squirrels away his trash whenever Sarge does a bed inspection. Simmons looks at Sunny in suspicion. Sunny slurps at her own nose. Simmons dumps half a cup of chopped chicken into Griff's sock and puts it on the table. Sunny shoves her wrinkled head right into the sock, digs out all the chicken, and chews them all up.
"That's it. It's official," says Simmons. "You're officially the grossest dog I've ever seen. What kind of nasty creature only eats food if it comes out of a cotton foot tube?"
Sunny paws at his arm until he puts her in his lap, where she promptly curls up and falls asleep.
"Donut!"
Griff yells.
"What did you do? And why do all my clothes smell like chicken?"
Two hours later, all of Griff's clothes have gone through the washer and dryer.
"Oh my God,"
Simmons says, peering into his room.
"Is your room clean? Am I hallucinating? Is it the end of the world? What? I can't have all my clothes smelling like chicken,"
Griff complains.
"Or like, I tried, but the smell was too bad, even for me. If all my clothes smell like chicken, then my whole room smells like chicken. Seriously, Simmons, why do all my clothes smell like chicken?"
Simmons shrugs innocently. Griff stomps away. Simmons looks at Sunny, the tiny, gross, unexpected holy grail of actually making Griff be clean for once. Sunny pants and wags her tail.
"Simmons?"
Griff yells.
"Why do all my clothes smell like chicken again? Now I have to do laundry again!"
Simmons looks Sunny in the eye.
"You are the best,"
Simmons whispers.
"And I love you."
Roop! Griff catches on eventually.
"Ah! It's not my fault!"
Simmons yells.
"Sunny won't eat out of anything else! I tried! She only eats food if it comes out of your socks!" "That's bullshit!"
Griff yells back.
"And sounds like the plot of a shitty rom-com!"
Simmons stares at him.
"Wait. What kind of rom-coms are you watching?"
Says Griff. Simmons whispers, very quietly.
"Did you watch a foot fetish rom-com?"
Says Griff.
"Ooh,"
says Donut.
"Is that the one I showed you where?" "No, and shut up, Donut,"
Griff yells. Simmons says,
"Wait, did you really watch something Donut showed you? Because I want to well,"
Donut chirps.
"It's Donut, you fucking backstabbing traitor! You promised you never—" "Shut your hollering,"
Sarge shouts from the doorway. He's got Lopez at his side, shotgun across his back, and Sunny barking happily underneath his arm.
"The Blues are attacking. I want everyone on deck on the double."
"Sir,"
says Simmons,
"I'm not sure the correct phrase is on deck if we're not in the Navy. Double time, soldier." "You heard Canine Sergeant Sunny. That's triple time for you, Griff. I'm the one donating my socks for this war,"
Griff wails. The Blues who are attacking are, in fact, a singular Blue, which is Caboose.
"Yes, hello,"
he calls.
"I would like to meet Admiral Sporticus Champator Crimson II.
"A diabolical plot,"
Sarge rages.
"A scheme to make us put our guards down. Arguably, our guards have been down for years,"
says Simmons.
"Arguably, we never had guards to begin with,"
says Griff.
"We were the guards,"
says Simmons.
"Yeah, that's what I said,"
says Griff.
"Pretty please,"
says Caboose.
"With the fruit of your choice on top, because I am allergic to cherries, and do not want to assume what you are and are not allergic to."
"I don't trust it,"
Sarge mutters. He squeezes Sunny to his chest. Sunny makes a noise like a balloon being deflated.
If we send someone out there, the rest of the Blues will jump out and... Jump out from where?
Simmons asks.
There's no rocks or literally any other type of coverage in this canyon. From the sky! From the dirt! From hell itself, where Blue Command resides!
Please?
Caboose whines.
You can take me as a hostage, if it means I can pet the dog.
Sarge groans.
Oh, have a heart,
Donut says. Sarge grumbles.
Seriously, Sarge?
Says Griff.
Well,
Sarge mumbles.
If he's coming as a hostage.
5 minutes later, Sarge is staring distressfully at Caboose as he sits on the kitchen floor, Sunny in his lap, while Simmons scratches Sunny's ears, and Caboose chatters nonstop at Sunny herself.
And then Sheila said, Yes, Caboose, I will love you forever. And then I thought, Oh! Mother said that if a girl or boy ever says I love you, then I should be very careful, and I should not be a, quote-unquote, cheap-ass bitch like her ex-husband.
Griff chokes on his hot pocket.
So I said, Thank you very much, Sheila, and I love you very much, but I also love church very much, and also my pet rock Sally very much, although Sally is back at home on the moon.
Sunny squirms out of Caboose's arms and into Simmons' lap. Donut makes a squealing noise and takes more pictures. Simmons glares, but his black look is rendered somewhat less threatening as Sunny licks his face.
Oh, give it a rest, Donut. She only likes me because I'm the only one on this team who feeds her.
Simmons grumbles.
Sarge would have let her live on motor oil and strawberry yoo-hoos if he could. It's a complete diet,
Sarge protests.
Well, I think Sunny loves you very much too, Simon,
says Caboose.
Too bad,
says Simmons.
I hate this ugly mutt. Yes, that is what you say about Griff with two Fs too,
says Caboose. Griff chokes again.
Nope,
says Simmons.
I hate this dog, and she's more trouble than she's worth, and I still think we should get rid of her. Yes, that is what you say about... I hate her,
says Simmons loudly.
End of story.
A faint alarm begins to play from Simmons' helmet.
Excuse me, it's time for Sunny's dinner,
he says. Caboose sits at the kitchen table and watches as Simmons prepares finely ground hamburger meat, lightly garnished with chives and onions, lays out a placemat for Sunny, and pulls out one of Griff's ugliest, dirtiest socks.
I'll go get my fucking laundry bag,
Griff mutters.
Ah, best soldier,
Sarge says, rubbing Sunny's head. That night, Sunny escapes Sarge's room and slips through Simmons' door.
Yeah, I don't like you at all, asshole,
says Simmons, as Sunny rolls around in Simmons' bed, burrowing her head into his covers and scratching at the mattress.
Nope, not me. I never liked the smelly, stinky old dog.
Sunny sniffs Simmons' pillow, circles three times, and plops herself down right on the pillow. Simmons pushes her. She doesn't budge. Simmons decides he'll just have to sleep without his pillow.
Of course I hate this badass dog,
he says out loud. Simmons lies down. Sunny immediately gets up and nestles herself against his side, her head resting on his stomach. Simmons' chest has a peculiar feeling inside it, like a bubble full of helium.
Ugly spoiled mutt,
Simmons mumbles. He closes his eyes, one hand still scratching her ears, and Sunny's slow breaths warm against his waist. Eventually, he drifts to sleep. Bonus scene number one. Griff is smoking a cigarette by himself when the Blues find him.
This is the saddest shit I've ever seen,
says Church.
Who, me? Sad? Nah,
says Griff.
You've been replaced,
says Tucker.
Don't be ridiculous,
says Church.
No, seriously, look,
says Tucker.
Now Simmons has a dog that's just as lazy, fat, useless, and stupid as Griff that he can pretend to hate.
He can even call the dog pet names like Fatass and Asshole. This is literally the exact same relationship. But with less fucking,
says Church. Pauses.
I mean, hopefully. Ew,
says Griff.
And I'm also pretty sure I'd notice if I was fucking Simmons. Are you sure about that?
Church asks.
But the size of your ass. Maybe you sat on his face by accident? Okay, bye,
says Griff, and stands up and leaves.
You can always try it,
Church calls after him.
And if you do, let me know how it goes.
Bonus scene number 2.
You have the worst name,
Simmons mutters. He pulls a brush through her growing fur, careful of her bad leg.
No matter what I call you, I either sound like a lunatic, douchebag, or some kind of asshole father.
Simmons stops dead. He looks Sunny in the eye.
Sport. Champ,
Simmons says, quite seriously.
Sunny.
Woo!
Oh my god,
Simmons whispers.
Now that I have you, I don't need a positive father figure. I'm my own positive father figure now.
Griff stops dead in the open doorway. Simmons looks at him. Griff looks at Simmons.
You know, I don't really want to know the context for that statement,
says Griff, and walks away.
Griff, wait! I can explain!
End of story. Thanks for listening.